proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the servant of God as mentioned in the book of Isaiah. We continue with a study of Isaiah chapter 42. We now look at other statements relating to the servant. We're told, for example, that the servant, quote, shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street, unquote. Isaiah continued, quote, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench, unquote. These verses address the patience shown by God's servant toward the Gentiles or the Goyim. Over the course of their history, the Jewish people have generally not evidenced such forbearance in their dealings with the Gentile nations. Take David, for example. David was a man after God's own heart. Yet, when he conquered the land of Moab, according to 2 Samuel chapter 8, David, quote, smote Moab and measured them with a line, casting them down to the ground. Even with two lines measured he to put to death, and with one full line to keep alive, unquote. Note that David undertook this action without God commanding him to do so. How did this apply to Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ manifested patience toward those he encountered, particularly his enemies. Matthew, in the 12th chapter of his gospel, cited the passage from Isaiah in connection with the Savior healing multitudes of people. Jesus Christ was an example of someone who, in the author of Hebrews' words, quote, endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, unquote. According to Isaiah chapter 42, moreover, God's servant, quote, shall bring forth judgment unto truth, unquote. The execution of judgment was a facility reserved only for sovereigns or monarchs. Only a ruler possessed the capability to bring forth judgment. This implied dominion, and God did not grant the Jewish nation dominion over other nations. Indeed, he restricted the extent of their outreach. As the Israelites encamped on the borders of the Promised Land, God told them that, quote, when thou comest nigh over against the children of Ammon, distress them not, nor meddle with them. For I will not give thee of the land of the children of Ammon any possession, because I have given it unto the children of Lot for a possession. Unquote. God did grant dominion to the Messiah, however. We read in Psalm 2 that God exclaimed of him, quote, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for thy possession, unquote. The 11th chapter of Revelation showed when this event would take place. It would be a time when, in the words of the angels, quote, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, unquote. The Messiah will indeed rule over all the earth, and truth will serve as the foundation of his dominion. The Jewish people by themselves could not fulfill that role. According to Isaiah chapter 30, God saw them as, quote, a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, unquote. By contrast, Jesus Christ is the truth incarnate. As he said in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And as John stated in the first chapter of his gospel, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.